Parents of pupils attending a special school in Carrigaline in County Cork say they are under intolerable stress because therapists who were promised for the school have not started working with their children yet. The parents also say that they were promised the children would be given access to overnight respite care, but so far that has not happened either. Our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy has the story and he joins us now. Pascal, you brought us the story about Carrigaline Community Special School. Will you remind us of the background and the issues there now?
Well, Audrey, Carrigaline Community Special School opened in September 2021 to address a chronic shortage of special school places for children aged 4 to 18 in the Cork area. By the following September, it was already at its capacity of 48 pupils. Cork Education and Training Board was appointed patron of the school. Now, Cork Education and Training Board has no direct access to overnight respite services and no direct access to respite beds, and neither does it have direct access to therapists such as speech and language therapists and occupational therapists and psychologists. The vast majority of the pupils attending Carrigaline Community Special School have had no access to therapy and no access to overnight respite since they entered the school. When RTE News highlighted this in May of this year, parents of some of the children in the school told me at that stage that they were in crisis. Parents say respite is essential to allow them to recharge their batteries, as some of them put it, and to allow them to concentrate on other family members. And equally, access to therapies is vital for these children to help them to develop their social skills. In April, the Disabilities Minister, Anne Rabbitt, said the HSE had told her that therapists would be working in Carrigaline Community Special School by May 1st. That didn't happen. And in May, when RTE News highlighted the lack of access for children in Carrigaline to overnight respite services, while at the same time, 10 children's respite beds were suppressed or closed in County Cork, there was a furore. Politicians, including the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Finance Minister Michael McGrath and the Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney got involved, and this is what Anne Rabbitt told the Dáil on May 24th.
My frustration to hear that there is 10 beds not in operation. My understanding is that there should be no idle bed when we have families in crisis. So I have written to the HSE and I have made a suggestion in the interim. What I have made in my suggestion is that they need to immediately stand up agency nursing to put in to the 10 beds until such time as the providers themselves are allowed the funding to stand up those beds.
So, Pascal, those 10 respite beds, were they reopened and is there any sign of the therapist getting to work at the Carrigaline Community Special School who are meant to be there from May the 1st?
In a word, no. Parents say their children returned to school in Carrigaline a fortnight ago and there were no signs of the therapists who were supposed to start work there 4 months earlier on May the 1st. And while some progress has been made on the respite issue with children being assessed and put on a waiting list, no child has actually been offered respite so far, according to the parents. Niamh O'Grady is a parent from Cove in County Cork. Her 15-year-old son, Artie, attends school in Carrigaline. Artie is autistic and has an intellectual disability. He has never had respite. Niamh O'Grady says Artie has now been put on a waiting list for respite, but she feels commitments and promises made to the parents in April and May have now been broken.
It was promised on the Dáil floor that there would be 2 respite beds, that 10 would stop being suppressed and would happen for children in Cork, and the 2 of them would be ring-fenced for the children in our school who don't get respite. And there's been no sign of it, nothing. And that there would be therapists in the school, no sign of that. And I just think, where do we turn? We're in a democracy. And if they take no notice of the politicians, what does that say? It's absolutely outrageous that children are suffering and families are suffering. And there's families suffering a lot worse than we are. I know that.
That's parent Niamh O'Grady. So in terms of accountability, Pascal, the Cork Education and Training Board is a patron of the school. The HSE runs the health service. What are both of them saying in response?
Well, Audrey, in a statement last night, Cork Education and Training Board said it was aware that the current level of disability service and respite care available from the HSE to children at Carrigaline Community Special School is what it described as less than adequate. Cork Education and Training Board said it continues to engage with the HSE to ensure that children in all its special schools have access to an appropriate level of both disability services and respite care. However, the HSE is insisting that therapists are in place in Carrigaline Community Special School to provide speech and language and occupational therapy, and it also says a recruitment campaign for psychology hours there is ongoing. As I say, though, parents are disputing this. The HSE says it deeply regrets the shortage of overnight respite places for children with disabilities in the Cork area, and unfortunately it says there have not been enough respite beds to meet demand in Cork. It's blaming this on difficulties in recruiting staff. It says it's supporting voluntary agencies to reopen those beds that had been suppressed, and says there has been progress in recent months, but it doesn't quantify that progress. And it refuses to say how many children from Carrigaline, from Carrigaline Community Special School have actually been offered overnight respite, citing confidentiality reasons. The HSE also says it's working with agencies to deliver respite services with a view to further increasing availability, and it's seeking funding through the National Service Plan of 2024 through that process for that purpose.
Pascal, thank you very much indeed. Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy there. It's 7:47.